You've got music for everything, from pop hits for the gym to throwback jams for road trips. Now there's a Nissan for everything, too. Whatever life throws at you, from crazy commutes to unexpected adventures, there's a Nissan to help you through it. Click the banner to find yours at ChooseNissan.com today.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm in beast mode. 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 Beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. I'm in beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. I'm in beast mode.
The king's people, dog, is who we are. Excuse my yelling, man, I'm kinda working on my raw. While the world tries to persecute me, the line of Judas with me, nothing you can do to me. If he be lifted up, he'll draw all men. Covered by his blood, hashtag all in. I'm suited up, man, I know you hear the armor clanking. Walking, fighting against the spirit, no time for fleshly banging.
No time for fleshly
banging. Ain't got no time for the naysayers. I can do all things, cause I'm strengthened by my savior. Heal the sick, raise the dead, and make the lame walk. But you gotta fast and pray, I tell you, dog. That's kingdom talk.
Kingdom talk. Kingdom
I've been
talk.
Saved and I ain't turning back. Turn going back. Hard for the kingdom till the day the sky cracks. Like
crack.
Eternally. Man, can you picture that? Paid for by the cross that he bore on his back.
On his
the kingdom
back.
Being preached sea to sea and coast to coast. Powered by the Holy Ghost.
I'm in beast mode. 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 Beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. I'm in beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. I'm in beast mode.
What's going on, good people? Welcome back to another edition of Kingdom Talk Radio. You know who this is, man. This is your humble host, Tony Dyson. Let me go ahead and set this show in order for tonight, man. First, give an honor to God, whom every day I make the head of my life. To my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow. From my pastor, Bishop Anthony Taylor of the New Hope Worship Center, located at 1651 Redmond Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63138. Come and see us. Any Sunday, every Sunday, 12:45. Every fourth Sunday, it's Youth Sunday. To my beautiful wife, what's going on, lady? To all of you, my father's children, what's going on, people? Man, we back with another episode, man, a great episode. The title tonight is This Can't Be Life. Got a great guest on tonight, man, Mr. Michael Mays. You may have heard from him a little bit last week, man, but going to bring him on air for a little bit, man. You know, we steady reaching, we steady doing things. Also, man, Orlando Presents hit me up earlier. If you go to his website, OrlandoPresents.com, there's going to be a blog talk or a Kingdom Talk little spot there, man, to where the show will like always be running. So huge shout out once again to Jim the Disciple Connor, man, out there making it happen in Arizona for Kingdom Talk Radio, man. Show that brother some love, man. ChristLightRadioRemix.com. Man, check him out. Great brother for the kingdom. So y'all know me, man. I always start off the show, man, just, you know, randomly, just kind of get into things. But next week, man, next week's show is going to be a very, very important show. Over the last 3 years or so, man, there's just been so much going on. And it seems like that it's like, you know, if you root for this person, you can't root for that person. If you root for that person, you can't root for this person. If you're this color, you can't root for that color. You know what I'm saying? And it's like no one is standing on the side of righteousness right now. You ought to gotta, it's like you either have to affiliate and join yourselves and glue yourselves to a particular color, a particular profession. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's really getting out of hand. So on next week's edition of Kingdom Talk Radio, we are actually examining the Black Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter movements, and how they've affected the Christian community as a whole. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm pretty sure that there are some Christians out there that are police officers. And there, I believe that there are some Christian and some believers out there, you know, that's part of the Black Lives Matter movement and, you know, of different color persuasions as well. So we're going to really talk about how this has affected the body of Christ. You know what I'm saying? So if you'd like to be a guest on this show, you need to inbox me. Also, if you're listening through your laptop, your desktop, iPhone, iPad, Android, you know what I'm saying? You can call right in, join the show tonight, 347-996-5129. Hey, if you just Google Kingdom Talk Radio, man, you'll get me. Man, I know I've been talking about it for like the last year, man. I have it on my phone. I need to go ahead and submit this app, man, to Google. So you can find me in the App Store. But nonetheless, man, you know, it's another great day, man, to be alive. Keep one another in prayer, man. There is so much that's going on. And you never know it'll be you. You know what I'm saying? You never know when it'll be your time of need, your time in need. So I'm just urging us believers, man, us kingdom people, man, have some compassion. You know what I'm saying? Have some compassion. I mean, and be who God has called us to be, man. Because, you know, the thing is it's them this time. We may wake up in the morning, man, and it could be one of us. So remember, you know, to keep one another in prayer, man. You know, I mean, like, in all honesty, because, you know, the way that this world is going and the way things are going on, just don't know, man. Just don't know when it'll be you. But on the lighter side of things, man, you know, got another great show lined up for you, man. Like I said, thank you all for continuing to tune in. For those who continue to support, don't forget about the GoFundMe page that we have set up, man. Don't forget, man, about Man Under Construction. That album, man, is dropping, I believe, October 3rd on Amazon, man. You all need to get that. I mean, like, seriously, get that. A huge shout out to Pierre Lott, man. Huge shout out to Pierre Lott and the Laborers, man. You know what I'm saying? For putting that album together. That is what it do. And don't forget, man, you know, Kingdom Talk, if you missed the show, you can always go back to archive it, man. If you just started listening, you can always go back and archive it. That's over 4 years worth of songs, and episodes, man, that you can find. You know what I'm saying? So tune right on in. So, man, without further ado, this is what I'm getting ready to do, man. I'm getting ready to take a pause for the calls right quick, man, to play this song. The name of the song is Love Came Down by Mr. Mike Mays and the Restoration Band, I do believe. So tune in to this right quick, and we'll be right back with more Kingdom Talk on Blog Talk and with our guest for the night, Mr. Michael Mays. Here we go.
Because I felt it, my heart it melted, and now that I know it, it's time to show it. Roll, I'll ever need. because I felt it. My heart is melting, and now that I know it, it's time to show it.
Alrighty, man, there we go. Michael Mays, Love Came Down. So, I was pre-exposed to this gentleman, man, at a concert I hosted probably about a month or so ago in the city. They drove up, man, way from, I can't remember exactly where in Illinois. Is it Salem? I'll see how right I am when he gets on air. Let's see. But anywho, man, I met him before the concert, man. Guy was a hoot. I mean, like, you know, we laughed, and, you know, all during the concert, if you had the opportunity to be there, man, you know, it was a great meeting, man, of Kingdom people. And I want to say this, man, as I get ready to bring him on the air, we have to be careful, man, to not treat God's word and his movement and his spirit and his blessings and his kingdom like it's an ethnic movement. You know what I'm saying? There's, you know, even states in the Bible, you know what I'm saying, that we're not of ourselves anymore, man. You know what I'm saying? Christ paid the price for us. So it doesn't matter what color, what creed, what background. You know what I'm saying? It is that, you know, once we have accepted Christ and enter his kingdom, we're one. And I think that a lot of the issues that a lot of ministries and churches and musicians are having is that they're treating, you know, their ministry or their music like it's an ethnic movement. You know what I'm saying? So we really have to be willing to branch out. You know what I'm saying? I understand some places, you know, some particular churches, based on where they are, you know, that they may use rap to reach, you know, the youth and whatnot. But understand that, you know, people understand more music than just rap, you know what I'm saying, or just miming or Christian rock or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? This all comes together for his glory. So, presenting to some, introducing to others, man, my brother in Christ, Mr. Michael Mays. What's going on, sir?
Oh, you know, living the dream, baby, living the dream. How you doing, man?
I can't complain, Mike. You know, one day at a time, man, trying to keep my head above water. You know how it is.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, it is great to be on air. It is great to be on air. I'm enjoying this. This is awesome.
Well, thank you for being on, man. I do know your last show was your first show that you listened to was last week, man. I'm glad you tuned in and chimed in. Actually gave some feedback after the show, so much appreciated, man. I really do appreciate it.
Well, I tell you what, that was my introduction to Pierre. Also, that was excellent. His music was excellent. The show was awesome. I love the free will and aspect of all this. It's, you know, and man, you're blunt. the spirit talked to me, man. Your spirit talked to me. It ain't nothing wrong with that. We got way too many people running around out there being all PC and stuff. It's just, you know, I come to church, I come to hear a message, I come to hear something's going to change me. I don't want a patty cake. I don't need baby powder on the bottom. You know what I'm saying? I need something. And but we've got a lot of people. That's what they're trying to do to grow a church. It is, you know, here's our self-help program, and we're going to throw a few scriptures in there, and we're going to forget any sort of thing like, you know, loving one another or repenting or hell or heaven or death, or it's going to be all nice rainbows and kittens. And so, you know, after a while, rainbows and kittens are cute, man. They're cuddly, but after a while it gets a little old, and it was refreshing last week.
Well, that's what's up. So, Mike Mattis, this is your introductory presence on Kingdom Talk Radio, man. And it's not, even though it's your first, I doubt if it will be your last. Tell me a little bit about yourself, man. Who is Michael Mays?
Michael Mays is an extremely blessed countryman from a country boy from Salem, Illinois. Yes, sir, Salem.
I was right.
You did get that one right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You listened.
Don't tell Brian.
I tell you what, I'm blessed, brother. I'm so blessed. God has turned a wreck of my life into an absolute miracle. I'm married to the absolute most beautiful woman in the world. I've got three kids that are amazing. And, you know, he gave me the ability to write songs and play music, and people apparently enjoy it. I've got an amazing band. I'd like to give a shout out to David Bird and Krista Sands and Marcus Jones and Yoder Jacob Capps. That would have been the bald guy that looked like he was Amish playing the bass. And that's a funny story all within itself. But no, it's really funny how this all kind of come about. And Krista was the first to jump on board, and I was living in Missouri, and she really stuck a foot up my backside and said, "You've got to do something with this. Can I join?" Sure. Sure. And so, and here we are 3 years later. I mean, we started out, you was talking, you introed in, we actually started out as a 6-piece, half black, half white unit, and, absolutely loved it. You know, I'm not complaining. None of the band members are slouches now by a long shot, but it was really a nice, dichotomy. Because, you know, I grew up, this is kind of what I write is the contemporary rock. That's what I grew up listening to. And so, they added so much flavor to everything. And it's something, you know, like St. Louis, man, I was so thrilled to go to St. Louis, and I got to meet Mark and Barney and Mervin and Pierre and it just, and you, I mean, it was such a nice night. To get out and really be filled whenever I left. That's why I was telling Mervin, man, I come and I got what I needed. I needed this just to be filled back up myself.
That's what's up. So, Mike, man, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, man. I know that night during the concert, man, you were giving a little bit of your testimony, man. And, you know, it's like a lot of times as people listen to the show and people see people in ministry, they think that people, you know, have been this way all their lives and whatever the case may be. So give us a little glimpse, man, on like that last situation of your life. And I believe you were sleeping in the car with your kid at that time, man. And you just said, you know what, enough is enough.
Lord have, that was right when I first moved to Missouri. My bishop told me that God was getting ready to send me on a trip. And boy did he. And I moved to Missouri with some friends of mine, and I got a job, and things worked out to where we could not stay there any longer. And so I had to end up sending my son back here to Illinois to live with his mom for what ended up being a year. I'm six. Tony's seen me. Y'all may or may not have. I'm 6'2", right at 300 pounds. I was driving a Ford Escort. that was what I had. That was exactly what I had, was a Ford Escort, my guitar, and my blanket. It was cold. It was cold. It was cramped. I had a job at the time. I was sleeping in the parking lot. I kind of cruised around. It looked like I wasn't being a vagrant. Top, you know, between Wentzville and O'Fallon and some stops in between, that's where I just stop and take cat naps here and there and kind of bide my time until God started opening up the doors. But what I found out was during that time, man, I tell you what, it's through the valleys, man. The mountaintops are great, but it's through the valleys where God really shines the brightest. And you know, looking back on it, I could have been, and I was discouraged. Don't get me wrong. I was discouraged, but I could have been so discouraged to the point that I'd have come back to Illinois. And I'm glad that I've stuck through that time. Because I got to meet Krista, and this was really the start of the band, the start of the things that God had planned for me. But it really showed me truly how much God is willing to go and how far he's willing to stretch himself to provide for his children, for me in particular, in that 3 month stretch of time, living in a Ford Escort, getting a shower about once every month or so, working in a plant. I'm sure them guys loved it whenever I got my apartment because I didn't come to work stinking all the high heavens. Just doing what I thought I had to do to survive. And through that, God opened up the doors to get an apartment, get my boy back. Been a single dad at that point in time for 8 years solid. I tell you what, I miss my son. That was my, he's my joy. And, God provides that. Looking back on it, I almost kind of missed that because it was almost kind of like an adventure. I was living that life that God, we look at the hard times and we're thinking, man, we must not be blessed because, I don't have everything that I want, or I'm kind of lacking in these areas, or, maybe I am homeless or whatever. Looking back on it, that was the times that God was really kind of breaking me and molding me to be the person I am now, that he was getting me ready for everything else that was coming down the road. He was introducing himself to me, just like Jacob. Jacob fought with God, and you know what? God's like, I'll give you what you got, but what I got for you. But I'm going to do a little breaking first. Here, let me see that hip. And God did a lot of breaking in that time, a lot of breaking. Man. And but, brother, I tell you what, I look back on it. It was some of the best times of my life. It was those times that I could see God moving specifically in my life.
That's what's up, Mike. So, Mike, I spoke on this a time or two just over the course of the show and over the course of ministry. It's like, it's real, and I know it's a fine line in music, but it's like, I notice a lot of times, like with a lot of gospel artists, if you listen to a lot of gospel artists, you hear always the tragedy, what I've been through. And I think that at some point that the switch needs to flip. Yeah, this is what I've been through. I've told you my testimony. I'm a witness to God and his grace and his mercy. However, this is where I'm going. So from this point forward, man, from where God has brought you from, where are you going?
Where am I going? I'm going, brother, I'm going as far as God will let me go. He is opening up doors for gigs, left and right for shows. We're just now starting to finally, we are getting this project done, this album done. This has been a 40 year dream of mine, but our first album, The Limit, we're getting the final touches on one of the songs that I think will be here tonight, Invitation. We're going to get it up to snuff with the rest of the album. I'm hoping to have that done by the end of the year, so we could really get that out there and push it. He's given us opportunities, as a band, not only to play. I mean, we're here different to most contemporary Christian bands. We definitely hail from the 60s, 70s rock and roll era. But he's given us an opportunity to go forward. And the one thing that I tell everybody is you may listen to some of our stuff and go, well, hey, that song didn't have Jesus in it. I'm like, yep. Well, but you're a Christian band. Mm-hmm. Yep. There's another one. Give it about 5 minutes. You'll hear another one. There'll be Jesus in that one. We're a hope band. I give an invite. I do my best to preach and give an invitation every time. If it's just for prayer, because we're in a world that, man, it's getting darker by the minute. It's doing backflips crazy. It seems like every time you turn around, I'm just reading the news lines, and I'm just looking at news lines. I'm like, did that really just happen? am I reading that this can't be right? We're that light. We want people to come and celebrate with us. And so God's opened up doors. We're playing gigs all the way up through New Year's, and man, we're hoping to push it with this album release. Just being on air with you, Tony, man, this is doing us wonders. It's really exciting times. After 3 years, it's like the stars have aligned, and it's time for us to start really, really pushing forward and moving into the ministry that God's given us.
Well, that's what's up, man. Just know, man, that this show, people do listen to it, you know what I'm saying, worldwide. It is replayed in Arizona on Monday nights. It is replayed over in Maryland on Thursday evenings, man. So, you know, it's not just a local artist. So, man, don't be surprised, man, if people start contacting you all. So go ahead and give out your contact information.
Okay, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/restorationband and the number one. That's facebook.com/restorationband1. And you know what? What the heck? My phone number is 636-439-3382. If you're willing to give us a holler, you're wanting us to come minister at your church, park, bar mitzvah, we don't care. We'll do just about anything. We just like to make happy noise, and let's make it happen. It's fun, man. I mean, it's whenever you're doing what God's called you to do, you know, you're just kind of in that place, and when you're done doing that, you want to go back to it. That's that place for me, is when I'm behind my guitar and I'm singing and I'm preaching. That's my place. That's my place with God, and it's a wonderful thing to be able to share with people. It really is.
Well, that's what's up, Mike. Well, man, many blessings to you, man. Is there anybody else that you particularly want to shout out, your church home or anybody that you feel like you omitted?
Okay. Well, first off, I got to give a shout out to my mama, Diane Youngblood. I know you might be listening right here, but she's the one that gave me the push by buying me a little 4-track recorder many, many moons ago to help me get this started. Shout out to my church. If you guys are ever in Salem, Illinois, come on up to Evergreen Christian Church. We celebrate, man. We celebrate. We are some of the funnest people to be around that you'll ever meet. I'd definitely like to give a shout out to Mervin and Mark Ant. Mervin Hammond III, Mark Ant and Barney and you as well for getting us up to St. Louis and making these connections. And in all honesty, man, I've gained 4 new friends, not just contact, but 4 new friends. I've got a bigger family now, and I appreciate that more than anything. I really do. I really do.
Well, that's what's up, man. This next song that I'm getting ready to play as we get ready to move on is called Promised Land. So is there anything in particular that you would like to say about this song?
This is our song. This is the one that when we're playing on stage, man, we could be having fifths throughout the rest of the set. And if we make it to this one song, we know we're gold. This is just it. We're living life. Things are going to knock us upside the head. People are going to kick us. People are going to trip us up. Satan's got it set up because we're not supposed to be blessed. He doesn't want us blessed whatsoever. But God says something totally different. In John 10:10, he says that I come that you may have life and life more abundant. And this song, man, when I wrote this, I was going through a trying time. And this is truly it. You got to remember, no matter what, at the very end of everything, you truly are going to the promised land if you follow Christ.
That is what's up, Mike. Well, man, I know you got a busy evening as well, man. I thank you for coming on. You're more than free to hang out for the rest of the show. If I see that you leave, I know you got a family and dinner and stuff to tend to, and it's perfectly fine. But if you're around for the topic, man, I will make sure that I get you back on the air so you can have a few words on it, okay?
Brother, that's great, man. That's great. Thank you very much, Tony.
My pleasure, man. God bless you.
God bless you too, buddy.
All right, y'all. That was Mr. Michael Mays from the Restoration Band. And as promised, here's the song, man, Promised Land. We'll be right back with more Kingdom Talk in 4 minutes and 15 seconds. Let's go. Mr. Mike Mays and the Restoration Band with Promised Land. I hope you all enjoyed it, most definitely. Change of pace here on Kingdom Talk Radio, man, and that's what's up. All right, man, so we're going to move on to the topic for tonight, man, and the topic tonight is This Can't Be Life. All right? So I have some information saved on my phone right here, man. I was lollygagging doing the song, man. get the information, man. But I have a problem, man. I have a complex. I have a situation about me, man. And I think at times that it tends to show. It may even get the best of me at times, you know. But let's talk about life right quick, man. Life is the animate existence or period of animate existence of an individual, a corresponding state, existence, or principal existence conceived of as belonging to the soul. Mike kind of hit it on the head, man, right before we went on break to hear the song. That Christ came to give us life and life more abundantly. And on last week's show, man, I was talking about get your mind right. Because, you know, everything that we think, that we do, that we act upon, man, it does affect our lives one way or another. And I do understand that there is opposition in the world, man, far as, you know, and I hate saying good versus evil, because good would always outdo evil. I understand that there are situations that happen around us that, you know, we like, man, this world is more and more wicked. And of course, the world is more and more wicked, but apparently there are people doing more and more good. And if I'm naive to think that way, then so be it. But however, what I believe is that the perception is that the world is getting more evil. But the thing is that the world is becoming more informed. A lot of these things that are going on right now, man, they've been going on for years in other countries. The bombings, the killings, and all this other stuff that's going on. It just wasn't as televised and heard of because we didn't have Twitter, Facebook, internet, things like that. But now it seems like the news, the way that they get their rocks off and tickles their fancy now is to try to put everybody in a panic. And yes, I do watch the news because I want to be made aware of what's going on in my surroundings, but then you still have to have the spirit of discernment as well. And as I sit back in my house with my wife and my kids, and I pray to God when I go to sleep in the morning, and I pray to God when we get up and we get in the vehicle on our way out the door to take the kids to school for me to go to work. And, you know, overall, the kids' prayers is for everyone to be safe. Both kids, my son, you know, he always says, you know, that God let everybody be safe. Let us not get a phone call that someone got killed. You know, protect everybody. My daughter's saying the same thing. I'm saying the same thing. And doesn't my Bible say that the prayers of the righteous availeth much? That if two gather, touch, and agree, that Jesus is surely in the midst? I mean, y'all, I don't know about you all, but I have a problem with believing that something is impossible for my God. Nothing is impossible. But I think that we put limitations on God because of the limitations we place on ourselves. We don't look at things with a spiritual eye and a God view. We look at things based on our position and where we are right then. I refuse to believe, man, that life consists of, I know that there is ups, downs, and ins and outs, and trips and falls, and cliffhangers, you know what I'm saying? But I refuse to believe that the last 11, 12 years of my life, after I turned my life around, that there is not a God that empowers me to do different, to do better, to change at least the environment I'm in, and then for me to change that environment, for me not to influence not one person. See, if we look back over through the years, man, the world as a whole, even the United States, man, and I'll go way back to where the Native Americans were here, and you know, the pilgrims and the voyagers came along and recolonized the Americas to where, when it used to be one way, there was a wave that came through and wiped out that way of living and recolonized. Started off with 13 colonies, and then that 13 colonies eventually spread through the whole United States, or came to be the whole United States. And even before the 13 colonies spread to be 50 states, you have to look at the territories that were in place then. You know what I'm saying? And then after the territories, then you had the states that started to come along. You know what I'm saying? And there was a new way of living. You know, it was horseback riding and wagon pulling and, you know what I'm saying, whatever the case may be. Then along came the locomotive engine. And after the locomotive engine, there came automobiles. And after automobiles, there came man wanted to fly. And then after man wanted to fly, man decided they wanted to go to the moon. And after man went to the moon, you know, man wants to go to the depths of the earth. And after the depths of the earth, man wants to go to the depths of the sea. Then after the depths of the sea, man wants to go out into the depths of space. Things that we have always deemed impossible, somehow the creature known as man achieved it. So people, by me saying that, I am refusing to believe that we cannot do better as kings and queens on this earth. Some of the issue is ministry. Some of the issue is mindset. Some of the issue is money. I put a Facebook stat up not too long before the show began. And for those of y'all who know me, y'all know I'm vocal about the kingdom. And my post was simply, there are so many people out there with cliche faith, having cliche hope handed to them by cliche leaders in a cliche building, attempting to tap into real power. Yeah, this can't be life. I feel like this can't be life. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. I know that this cannot be life, for the simple fact that if that was an all-powerful God that created heaven and earth, spoke things into existence, spoke us into existence, made us from the dust of the ground and breathed into us the breath of life, that gave us dominion over this planet, for life to be as horrible as it is. People of God, we have settled into a schedule, into a rut. We wake up, get the kids ready, we go to school, we'll drop the kids off at school, we go to work, come home, we have dinner, get a little leisure time, go to bed, we get up, we do it all again. There has to come a point in time, man, to where we're able to change. We have to be able to recognize our opportunities and start walking into them. We have to start recognizing our strengths and start changing life according to them. And not just changing life for us, but changing life for others. I mean, if we really want to backtrack, man, to what Christ and the apostles and the disciples and all the prophets did, man, they changed life for others. They made life better. I would really like to challenge each individual that's listening or that will listen. Ask yourself this question: what am I personally doing that's going to make someone else's life a little bit better? When I say that, this can't be life. And I do understand that the Bible spells out wars and rumors of wars and famines, but it also spells out, you know, it's like so many people ready to go to heaven, so many people, you know what I'm saying, ready to meet God, but it's like, how are you ready to meet someone that resides in you because his spirit is in you? But a lot of us are waiting on that encounter. And the Bible states, and until this gospel, talking about the kingdom, is preached to all the world and in the ends of the earth, then the end will come. Y'all don't know about y'all, man. Mike, once again, earlier gave a great analogy, man, about a patty cake in church, man, and getting powdered on our bottom sometimes with the word of God. Sometimes it's a smack on the butt, man. Like, hey, what are you doing? It seems like nowadays, man, that people's living is determined by the ministry that you're in, or the church that you're in, or who you follow, or who you tithe to. You know what I'm saying? And if I'm not mistaken, Christ, when he walked the earth, he didn't tithe to anyone. And if I'm wrong, somebody put me in my place. That's what Kingdom Talk Radio is all about. We've gotten so focused on auxiliaries and having extra services and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? And we've forgotten about the fickle foundation that's steady being chipped away at called the family. You know, just looking around at some churches sometimes, and you see how much some people are in church and knowing that they have husbands and wives and kids. And I'm not trying to speak on anyone's particular situation, because I know every dynamic is unique. But at what point do the kids start to grow up and say, man, because of church, or because dad was in ministry or mom was in ministry, they weren't able to make this football game or this cheerleading, you know what I'm saying, or whatever the case may be. And we have to really walk that with a fine line, because it'll start our kids to start to dislike church. Church should not be a burden. It should be felt as a privilege. People, when I say that this can't be life, what are we looking on the inside of us for? What do we want God to do? I see a lot of post-Jesus fixing and Lord have mercy and this, that, and the other. But if we're equipped, perfectly equipped, because God said so, and you know, and then it's like a cop out where God is in control. I understand that God, that nothing is out of God's control, but people, wake up. We have dominion. We tired of our people being shot dead in the street. Do something about it. And the thing is that when we do something about it, it doesn't have to consist of tearing up. But we got to start. See, the issue I have right now is that us as human beings, we don't even love one another. Perfect example, man. As I'm walking through the store, most of the times I'm in some type of uniform. I'm either in my pasta house uniform or my rent-a-center uniform. And every person I encounter, I speak. Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? Black, white, green, purple, yellow, blue, tall, short, whatever the case may be, I speak. We're living in a day and age to where the young black men in society feel like that they're so hard, that they have a reputation that is so airtight and so tough that they don't even speak back. And some men just in whole. What is wrong with this picture? This can't be life. We have to set a standard and a culture. And see, the thing is, too many times we start running out in the street and try to put a standard and a culture in place that we don't even live by in our own homes. But then we expect the world to follow what we are putting out there, but our house is in disarray. Nah, y'all, this can't be life, man. I refuse to believe that the same Christ that said, I have a legion of angels at my disposal, and the word that says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, that we can't summon the angels on our behalf to fight these spiritual battles. See, we're too busy trying to war with man, and we have to understand it's a spiritual issue. This ain't life, man. Can't be. I understand some things have been taken out of place and out of context, and some things have been misused and misappropriated and misinterpreted. But y'all, I'm telling you right now, this is not life. If you're wondering why you're always going through something, God is trying to show you this ain't life. Your problems are not your life. Your bank account is not your life. The type of car you drive is not your life. The type of clothes you have is not your life. Where you work at is not your life. It ain't life. Life is when you're able to speak it forward. That's life. We're able to change someone's mindset. That is life. I don't know about y'all, man, but I'm at the place and time in my life, man, to where it's like, dude, I'm finna be 40. What's really going on? You gotta open your eyes sometimes, man, and realize there's salt in the wound and salt in the game. And we got to seek that individual relationship with God, because a lot of times people are trying to get us just to have a brief conference call with God, not an encounter. I want that encounter on a day-to-day basis that I continue to change my life so I can continue to change other people's life. We always say, God, send me and I'll go, but then when we get there, we're so quick to leave. Well, God, this ain't the place for me. God, this ain't where you want me. This can't be life. I do understand, man, that the word says that the road would not be easy. I believe James said, count it all joy when you fall into direst temptations. But you all understand that the things that you're going through, the issues that you are encountering, the problems you may be having, this is not your life. This can't be life. The ones who have a desire to push forward the kingdom are the ones least heard, least shown, least shared. Nah, y'all. This can't be life. Urge you all to really look down on the inside of you. What moves you? My brother Chad, man, he always says, man, get the rhythm of your life in order. Some of us are highing on the lows and lowing on the highs. Our life is out of balance, man. Life is out of whack, all in disarray. The marching band in our spirit is tripping over one another. Then we wondering why we can't lay hands on ourselves. My God, man, we have kids, man, that are, y'all, we have to understand this. If we are training up our children right, once they get the knowledge of God in their head and in their hearts, it does affect their spirit. And they, too, have the power of God to lay hands on and to pray for. Thing is, the very cornerstone of the church, the family, is being destroyed. And we are allowing it to be destroyed. Chasing dreams, chasing people, but not seeking the kingdom. This can't be life. I refuse to believe that our life as believers of Christ, man, are supposed to be lived in a spirit of lack with cliche sayings that never have a return, with cliche mindsets that never produce anything, living cliche lives that just die in the wind. This can't be life. And you may say, all right, Tony, I hear you, but what do we do? Start at home. Your job. Change somebody's life in the grocery store, whether it's just buy them a soda or a can of soup. Open the door for the person behind you when you're walking into an establishment. Speak blessings upon people. Have a blessed day. Don't let people's attitude change your mood. They shouldn't have that much control over you. That's witchcraft, my people. Let's start living this life that God has set out for us. I made the show a little bit longer, man, so I got a few extra minutes because I knew this was coming. This ain't life, man. We're sleep. Asleep behind the wheel, at the helm of the ship. And we wondering why things are happening. We're like children playing in the marketplace where things are going on above our head. How many of us, and y'all, this is just real talk. How many of us kingdom believers go up to Jeff City when the session is in place to hear the laws? How many of us are in meetings in our communities listening to what's getting ready to go down? Because by law, they have to do it. Things just don't miraculously happen. But when they're published, we don't read them. We're not up on game. And then when it happens, we're like a deer in headlights. I'm going to leave that there, man. Along with me, I hope that this is really weighing in and sinking in on somebody this evening. I'm tired, y'all, man. This is not the way I feel that I should live. I believe the God that's within me and the Christ that died for me is bigger than this. But a lot of times we let our situation and what we see with the natural eye define who God is. Not so. I'm going to the phone line so I can get out y'all hair, man. Coming back to the phone, 90%. Mr. Michael Mays, what's going on, sir? Mike? Oh, okay. I'll come back to him. I'll come back to him. All right, I got somebody from the 618, man. Last four is 3830. Good evening. You're live on Kingdom Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's Brother Dre.
What's going on, Dre? How you doing, bro?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm chilling.
That's what's up, man. Any words for tonight?
Yeah. I was just going to hit on a couple of things. I guess as far as when you ask, is this life? At least the homeboys I know that I talk to, I guess they ask why is this life, because even when you try, you rarely see any positive results. So, you know what I mean? It'd be like that sometimes. As far as what goes on in the kingdom, I still say to this day, until we hold the leaders accountable for their actions and the wrong they doing, it's going to always be like that. You know, regardless, you know what I mean? You know,
yes,
a lot of people worried about what a rapper say, but don't worry about the leader at the mega church with the $16 million jet. You know what I mean? So they need to really get them things in order, in my opinion. You know what I mean? And I think to me, we when it comes to our enemy, we don't war with man. We just war with the spirit inside of them, that evil spirit inside of them. So I don't think nobody has a problem with man. It's that spirit that man has that we don't like sometimes. You know what I mean? As far as why the you were saying something about the younger generation nowadays, like, they don't really speak. They ain't got no manners or nothing like that. I always say, I tell people all the time, you got to put yourself in their shoes. I say, when you stay in an environment where anything can go down, where you can't walk to the store without hearing gunshots or somebody fighting or somebody might try to jump you or rob you, you're going to always be on alert. You're going to always be on defenses no matter where you go. Even I fell victim to that. So it's time where I have to tone myself down and tell myself I don't have to carry myself like that in this environment no more, and I have to loosen up. So a lot of times it ain't that they being rude or that they mean. It's just that when you stay in this type of environment, that's how you got to carry yourself and move yourself, so I want nobody to try to play you like you were talking to, you know what I mean? And, you know, as far as you were saying something about if we want to see results, we got to do better changes and burn it down the city and turn up our own city and things like that. I kind of disagree with you that a little bit on that, because I've seen plenty of times where we tried to do it right, where we tried to handle it the right way, and we still got shot, we still got killed, we still got, you know what I mean, no real respect. So I believe that when we do that, it's just America reaping what they sow, you know what I mean? And I still say to this day, I know they say we burning down our communities and things like that, but it ain't our community. Ain't no black politicians, ain't no black businesses. We just work there, we just live there. That's just me and my opinion, you know what I mean? And as far as the voting and all that and doing real change and going to the meetings, a lot of people ain't going to vote and ain't going to go because they don't see no results when they vote. You know, you hear these politicians say they're going to do this, they're going to do that, they're going to make changes, but you never see no results. You know what I mean? We say we want better education, but all we get is more liquor stores built up in our neighborhoods. You know what I mean? We say we want better security and safety in the neighborhood, but more black men are getting killed. So because we don't see that result, and not only that, we're not politically educated on how the power in our vote. You know what I mean? So because we're not politically educated and we don't see no results, we're not going to come to the meetings and all that because we'll feel like it's a waste of our time and they're taking advantage of us. So, you know what I mean? When you say this ain't life, yeah, we with you. We feel like this ain't life, but when you're one of the people that's actually trying to do good and trying to live right, and sometimes it still don't work out or it's still taking forever, I can't really be mad at them for having doubt at that moment. Don't stay there. You know what I mean? Don't wallow there. But I can't really blame you for feeling like that. So that's why you ask, like, what is life then? If this ain't life, then what is life? Maybe life ain't till I go to heaven. Maybe life ain't till something else. So if all you see is bad, what is life?
And every point that you made is valid, and I really want you on the line next week when I do this next show. And my point being was when I was saying, you know, instead of burning down our communities, we find the people within the community that really want that change. And if we really want that change, that means we're able to come together, put our funds together, and start to purchase our communities, not just live there and work there or reside there, but I mean like over here in Ferguson. You know, I'm like a half mile from it. I pass through it every day, okay?
Uh-huh.
There were a bunch of businesses that were destroyed. The O'Reilly's, they rebuilding that. A few other places they're rebuilding. But, you know, there are people in the area that could have said, because Ferguson is not a poor area because it's backed by Florissant, you know what I'm saying, and Hazelwood. It's not a poor area. But the thing is that the same thing is happening right back around. That Quick Trip was not owned because that's a corporation. The O'Reilly's was a corporation. So the thing is, there's somebody that owns that land. Those people don't own that land. They're renting the land, and then they're putting their buildings on top of it. So their building is paid for by the corporation, so they're renting the land. But how many people actually looked into saying, hey, how much this plot of land costs? Okay, you know what, y'all? We're not going to allow people to reap in our neighborhoods without it coming back to the neighborhood. So that's what I was saying. Instead of marching and burning it down, let's go and see how we can acquire. Because, and not to throw no shade, but if anybody else in this country or that comes into this country can go and purchase and do things, we got to be able to do the same thing. We may have a few more hoops and things to jump through, but I believe it's possible.
All right, so, I'm with you on that. Yeah, I'm with you on that there.
And also, that's what I mean by getting involved in the community. Yes, we're politically ignorant on a lot of stuff. And that's why we start, okay, you know what, little John has a desire to be a lawyer, whatever the case may be. You know what, community, let's rally behind little John. Let's make sure little John go to college. Let's make sure little John comes back and fights the fight here in the neighborhood. Let's make sure little John gets in the office. Now we have a pawn that we can move in the game, and that pawn could become a knight, a rook, whatever the case may be. And one day that pawn can quite possibly be king and change everything. And I know it may be wishful thinking, and it may be long-term thinking, but in order to play the game, we got to get into it. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, yeah. I wish, like I say, we got a lot of soldiers out here, Tony. We just ain't got no generals. We ain't got no lieutenants. We need leaders. And the leaders we do see, mm-hmm. either they store-bought or they kill them off. You know what I mean?
Yes,
I can
sir.
Tell you like this. I know it's plenty of Darren Seals out here. That's
yes,
ready,
sir.
But don't nobody want to go out like that.
Yes, sir.
So it makes you think.
Understood.
You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, you want to do something, but is this really life? Is this how it's going to be? You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Well, why don't we do this, Dre, man? If you're free next week, man, why don't you hop up on the air a while? Because I'm bringing a lot of this other stuff that I've really never talked about. I'm bringing that on the air next week so we can air this out. All right, bro?
Yeah, I'll tune in next week.
That's what's up. Hey, I appreciate your opinion always, man. Be blessed.
All right, sign her.
Moving on down the line, man, I believe this is my bro in the gospel, man, Pastor Chad the Diplomat Mitchell. What's going on, sir?
What's happening, brother?
Miss you, bro. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I would have hit you with my usual Kingdom Talk signature, man, but I don't feel like the environment is that type of mood, man. This is a pretty deep topic.
Well, I mean, but it is what it is, man. It's time for us to, you know what I'm saying, to start digging, man. We got to start getting to the root of stuff, because if we don't, bro, life's still going to be the same. No change, no action, no progress. You know what I'm saying?
I do know, man, painfully and sorrowfully. So I find myself, man, getting quieter and quieter on these type of topics, because I feel my humanity, man, more than ever. We're living in a time, Tony, to where the pastor is no longer the foundation in the neighborhood. We're living in a time that where the pastor is no longer seen as a prophet of God himself. We're living in a time where a pastor is just an average Joe Blow, and the words that he speaks are no longer valuable as the way that they should be, but they're just seen as common. And it's like that because God is common in the sight of the general public. He's like a prostitute that many people know versus a God that surrounds himself in obscurity, to where only those who diligently seek him shall find him. And so it's no wonders, man, you know, why this type of foolishness takes place. It's no wonders why people, you know, they don't want to be involved, like that brother that was just on, man. He said, you know, a lot of people, especially in the African community, African-American community, they don't want to vote. And they don't want to vote because they don't believe nor see that change is happening. And then, I mean, you can look at the president of the United States now. He's not African-American. He's actually biracial, but he's the closest thing that we've gotten to African-American president. So for the context of convo, we'll go ahead and say he's African-American. You look at that brother, man. What has he done for the African community within this country? He's done more for the lesbian, gays, bisexuals, and transgender efforts than us. They've got federal laws put in place to support them in a legal matter such as marriage. They have a whole month in our calendar year that's dedicated to their culture. What does the African-American community have from a quote-unquote African-American president, the first of his kind? And that right there, man, is just the temperature, the tempo of where we're headed to. And now, you know, we're faced with stuff like, you know, let's make America great again. Well, I challenge that and ask you, when has America ever been great? They say put God back in the schools. I ask you, when was he ever really in the schools? They took the Ten Commandments out of the courtrooms all because it offended somebody that considered themselves a hater of God. And I ask you, God is omniscient. He's omnipresent and he's omnipotent. With those factors, right, you can't put God in boundaries. Yet in this country, we have somehow limited an Ephesians 3:20 God who says, now yeah. unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that works in us. Now, these are social issues, T, that you're speaking of. They are mm-hmm. very social. And I'm here to tell it, we do not fight against flesh and blood, which means these social issues that we are dealing with, it all takes place in a supernatural element that whether or not an individual acknowledges or rejects, it's still fact. And it's just painful, man, and it's just irritating. And, you know, you can just kind of see why people don't, you know, the two common things that you're not supposed to talk about is religion and politics. Because I'm telling mm-hmm. you, man, I've seen so much racism and since 2014 than I ever have in my whole life. And I'm 30, bro. I've lived all across the world from England to Germany to here in St. Louis, man. I've been to France. I've been to Scotland. I've been to a lot of places, bro, and I have never seen what I have seen since 2014. Never seen it. And it's just amazing, man, that the times we live in, man, and I look at my three children realizing that these are the ones that are going to come after us, and it's just like, man, what are they going to come into? Because this type of stuff, man, it was stuff that I read in books. And stuff that they said that we needed to learn in school. But it's the same people that wrote these type of books that we're supposed to learn this stuff by that are still trying to create this illusion. And, man, I'm telling you, Jesus Christ is the answer to it all. And I'll ring that bell, man, till people get tired of hearing it and then some, because he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. And those three elements that he spoke of that are very separate, but yet they're all connected to simulate the Godhead. Those three pieces right there, man, is the key to all of this stuff, man. And it's just a circus is what's happening right now. It's an absolute circus. It's a circus in these neighborhoods. I like what that brother said. These aren't our neighborhoods. We just work and live in them. And that's more mm-hmm. than real talk. How could you ever own something that was never yours in the beginning? This land that we live, work on, this was handed to us from somebody that it was stolen from. So, man, this isn't new stuff, man. It's just repackaged, and it's hitting a millennial generation who is anti-government, anti-establishment, and anti-Jesus. And it's only those, man, that become Jesus freaks, man, that are really going to be illuminated, man, to his glory, and they will live in his peace while we're going through these tribulation times.
Well, that's what's up, man. I hope that you are on the air next week, man, when I do this two-hour show, man. We'll talk, man. I appreciate, you know what I'm saying, your input as usual, man. Very, very valid, man. God bless you with the fam, the wife, and everybody, man. Appreciate you, bro.
Salute you, bro.
All right, moving on. If Michael Mays is still on the line, I know you have some things going on in the background. I'm going to go to PR Lot, then I'm coming back to you, sir. So if he's in earshot, let Mike know I'm ready to bring him back in a couple of minutes. All right, brother PR Lot, what's going on, bro?
What's good, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I wanted to make sure I got back to you before I got ready to end the show. Go right ahead, man. I'm all ears.
Hey, so far, so good, man. Everything that you've been saying is on point. Everything Brother Dre said and including Minister Chad said was on point. Only thing I have to say is, and I said it before, man, you want to start a revolution, you start at home. Like,
yes, sir.
You just can't be expecting other folks to take care of our problems anymore. We shouldn't even let that happen in the first place. Our biggest mistake is sowing hope in a man to make something happen, and we waited. That's basically what we've been doing. We waited. And while we waited, we saw this dude look out for everybody else's, took care of everybody else's problem, find a way to make other people satisfied while we waited for this person to take care of us. Whether if it's the president, whether if it's anybody in politics, whether if it's anybody that's in the pulpit, our own bosses, we waited for somebody to take care of us when we have the ability, the power, and the authority to do it ourselves. We just can't be. We're now in a position where even if we want to, it's going to be more challenging than it ever was. It's more challenging than it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, even further on. We just can't be waiting for folks to take care of our problems. Sure can't depend on whoever is president. Sure ain't going to be waiting for a group of individuals who don't have a plan, but yet they out there. You know what I'm saying? You just can't wait for folks no more. You start a revolution, start at home. If you got kids, start with them. You know what I'm saying? Got a wife, start with her. You got to start at home. And if you ain't got nobody, start with yourself. Can't be waiting for folks anymore. And if you a Christian, you definitely don't need to be waiting on nobody that ain't gonna guarantee you no hope. Except the only person that can guarantee you hope and give it to you is Jesus. And if we don't depend on Him, we're already screwed.
Yes, sir. That's what's up, P man. I hope that you on the air next week, man, because I know the topic next week is going to strike some nerves, man, but we're going to handle it in a kingdom, you know what I'm saying, respectful type way, man. So I hope you tuned in, man. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Laborers.
All right, man, hold on, let me make sure I get PR off. There we go. All right, Mr. Michael Mays, man, I went around the world, came back to you, bro. You got any final thoughts on tonight, sir?
Man, I tell you what, this has been another good thing. We've got to live the life. It's like Pierre was saying, and everybody kind of tied into all this, is we've got to tie into Jesus. We've got to come together as a unit. It's a grassroots thing, man. It really is a grassroots thing. We've got to come together as one body. Book of Revelation states that in that time, the true church will emerge. And it's time. It's time for the true church to emerge. It's time for us to get off of the things of this world. And I'm speaking to myself. And if I step on your toes, then cool, then I'm saying something right. But it's time for us to get off the things of this world. It's time for us to get our eyes on Christ, what He'd have for us to do, no matter how awkward, oddball, painful, embarrassing it might be. It's time for us to turn our eyes back onto Jesus. And when we do that, that's when we're going to see the true blessings that God has for us. That's when we'll live the life.
Amen. Well, that's what's up, bro, man. I appreciate coming on. I'm glad you tuned in, man. You know, many more times you'll be on the air. Let us know when that album dropped for you, Mike, so we can make sure we get a couple of copies of that, all right?
Oh, will do, man. Will do. Thank you for having me tonight, Tony. I appreciate it so much. This has been fun. This has been a lot of fun.
That's what's up, Mike. Have a blessed evening, sir.
You do the same, brother. You do the same.
All right, y'all. That was the show for tonight, man. We'll go ahead and call it a wrap. So I got a couple of things to do. God bless you all for tuning in, man. God bless you for your thoughts, man. Stay tuned next week, man. We'll be on at 7 o'clock sharp, man. To really talk about the topic at hand, man. You know, how is all this worldly stuff with the Black Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, how's it affected, you know what I'm saying, the kingdom community? So it'll be a 2-hour show, man. And you know, we got some things we gotta talk about, man. But until then, man, let's go before the throne. Father God in heaven, we come before you. We thank you for another edition of Kingdom Talk Radio. We thank you for all those in agreement. We thank you for all those that continue to support. We thank you for all the listeners. Lord, we just ask that your will continues to be done in our lives, and we continue to push for your mandate of seeking first the kingdom, oh God. Lord, we just thank you for our safety. We thank you for all the things that you have done and all the things that you will do. We thank you for our families, oh God. We thank you for food, shelter, and clothing. Lord, as we move forward from this show, oh God, until we come again in spirit together in your place, in your name, or in any other place, oh God, let us all see each other once again safe. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Always remember, man, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith come by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Faith without works is dead. I saved this song for a reason. For the last song, it's called Invitation, and this, once again, is by Michael Mays and the Restoration Band. So we'll catch you next week, 7 p.m. short, with Kingdom Talk Radio. This is Tony Dyson signing out, telling you I love you. It ain't nothing you can do about it. God bless you.
You've got music for everything, from pop hits for the gym to throwback jams for road trips. Now there's a Nissan for everything, too. Whatever life throws at you, from crazy commutes to unexpected adventures, there's a Nissan to help you through it. Click the banner to find yours at ChooseNissan.com today. You've got music for everything, from pop hits for the gym to throwback jams for road trips. Now there's a Nissan for everything, too. Whatever life throws at you, from crazy commutes to unexpected adventures, there's a Nissan to help you through it. Click the banner to find yours at ChooseNissan.com today.